Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a Friday. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. So if you were listening to us in the 2 o'clock hour, that was on 790 The Ticket, and we appreciate it. If you are just joining us, that's on 560 The Joe. We welcome you into the show and hope you will enjoy and learn and be moved, angered, delighted. Maybe you'll run the entire gamut of emotions this afternoon over the next 3 hours with us on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast. I will tell you this, today is a very important date in show history. We will celebrate that this hour. I will explain to everybody what that means. In the 4 o'clock hour, you are going to learn something about Dan Day, our associate producer, that is going to shock and probably delight you. It did me.
I love Dan Day.
I love that guy, man. That guy is as mysterious as anyone. Like, who was that commercial, the most interesting man in the world?
Dos Equis guy.
Dos Equis.
Yeah.
Dan Day is way more interesting than the Dos Equis guy.
By far.
Am I lying? It's crazy.
Bro, we've worked with Dan Day for, it has to be well over a year now. I've hung out with him a number of times. I think I know him, but I don't feel like I know him. It's a weird place to be when you're a Dan Day
friend. There's no way you know him. We don't know the tip of the iceberg about Dan Day.
We sure don't.
So we're going to learn something about him today in the 4 o'clock hour. And along that same line of thinking, you're going to learn something today about Jen Figueroa. I mean, you already know that her movie reviews can cause searing pain, yes. But something transpired last night on our text thread that I have to share with everybody. I don't know if she's going to want me to share it or not, so I should probably ask her, but I'm going to share it regardless. So we'll learn that in the 4 o'clock hour. I found it to be delightful and jaw-dropping at the same time. So we have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon. And Lee Sterling, who's going to join us in about 10, 15 minutes, he gave us a big winner last week for UFC Fight Night, and tomorrow night you got UFC 250 on the docket, and so hopefully he's got some winners for us in that. So, and then at 5 o'clock, speaking of Dan Day, 5 o'clock today, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, we'll have Dan Day's Week in Review montage. Do we have a Week in Review montage, Solana?
I will make sure we have a Week in Review montage.
Because you said you were having trouble uploading stuff into the system. The system was down. So do you think we'll have it?
Yeah, I'll be able to play it, yes.
Okay. Because didn't you go into the lab, too, and make another banger for today?
I did. So it might not sound as great as it could, but we can still play it. We can do it.
Oh, why is that? Are you going to play it off your phone or something? Like,
no.
Why wouldn't it sound good?
So We're technically not allowed to play stuff off the computer. We have to upload it to our system. But right now, that's an issue at the moment. Hopefully, it gets fixed.
Right, well, we can wait. I'm just saying, like, we've got Dan Day's montage. We've got your new banger. But right now, technically, we just can't upload them.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, we can wait. You don't have to break the rules.
Break the rules.
I was just curious.
Well, I mean, I'm willing to do what's necessary to you know, give the people what they want. And if it means
no, that's fine.
I have to get in trouble
I just,
for it, then I'm willing to do it.
I was just most concerned about the end of week montage at 5 o'clock, if we're going to have one of those.
I hope we do, but if not, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to play it anyways.
Okay, so we will.
Yes, we will.
All right. All right.
Very good. Out.
Because it was an emotional week on this show as well, so I didn't even know if Dan could make a lighthearted montage of this week, although we covered plenty of nonsense as well. Let's be
I can think of 7 or 8 topics we hit this week that was silly as hell.
Let's be real. It may have been sillier than normal. Today is National Veggie Burger Day. Well, that's a waste of a day.
Big day.
I mean, that's big just day. A waste of a day. Nope. Is that a big day?
It's a big day.
You're not vegan, right? I know you're into saving the planet and all that stuff, but you're not vegan.
No, I'm not vegan, but I enjoy vegan food. I enjoy vegetarian food.
All right. See some birthdays today.
Hey, man, when the COVID first started, I went to Publix. All the meat was gone. Big-ass pile of veggie burgers.
It's 305.
Dolly.
It's
305.
God bless. Dolly.
Dolly. Always hear Pitbull at 305. Go ahead.
I got fooled. I got fooled a couple weeks ago. There's this restaurant in Kendall. It's a very clean, healthy restaurant, but they sell meat. But a lot of vegan options. They texted me a promo, buy one, get one free Tex-Mex burger. I'm like, oh, wow, that sounds like a great offer. So I go, I order it, and I get it. I take it home, and I bite into it, and it's a black bean veggie burger. And I was very disappointed, I got to be honest, because I was expecting.
Oh, so it did not taste like a burger?
I like black bean veggie burgers, but when you read Tex-Mex burger, you're expecting, you know, like a fat juicy piece of steak, a fat burger, and I was eating a veggie burger, so I was a little disappointed.
Man,
you don't eat veggie burgers?
I need that grease to run down my chin.
I like
you don't eat veggie burgers. Yeah, I don't know, that's not my not my wheelhouse. I like veal. So my problem is that, because that's like the least politically correct meat to eat. So I know.
Oh, it's
so
delicious.
Good.
I don't like, I'm not into tricking myself. Well, if I don't want to eat meat, I'm going to eat some salad. I'm going to eat some green beans. Don't give me a bean burger because I still want to taste burger to meat. No, I don't want no damn veggie sausage. If I want veggies, give me a carrot. If I want meat, give me a poke sausage. And I said poke the way I plan to say poke. That's how I say poke when I'm hungry. Give me a poke sausage.
Well, anyway, happy National Veggie Burger Day, everybody. Celebrity birthdays today. Sam Darnold is 23. Nick Kroll is 42. Who's Nick Kroll?
He's a pretty popular comedian, and I can't remember the name right now, but he's the guy behind this very popular cartoon on Netflix that went viral a couple months ago.
Leroy Horde is texting me, and he's 100% correct. You ruined our trip to Vegas, Crowder, because you became a pescatarian for a brief period of time in your life. You're talking about eating meat and whatnot. Leroy Horde and I were at a meat happy hour at a beautiful steakhouse in Vegas, and you've decided to be a pescatarian, you jackass.
That was for the love of my wife, and I'm sorry, Leroy.
Ridiculous.
I would like to apologize to Leroy because I see Leroy all the time. Leroy, the guy, he's getting in shape for some reason. He's riding his bike all around Davey. Leroy, you doing your thing, big dog. But yes, I forgot y'all saw my pescatarian window. That was
stupid ass pescatarian. What? We have breaking news?
We do.
All right.
This is big.
All right.
It's the long one, though. We got to wait for it to run out.
Yeah, we play the entire sounder. We don't mess around. We're getting our money's worth. I can't wait.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Should I play that one more time? No, I'm just joking.
No.
We have our Dan Day Week in Review montage up. We have our new banger up. It's ready to go. So the fan base will not be disappointed today.
Oh, all right. So the computer is working. All the stuff got uploaded.
It's uploaded. It's ready to go. We are good to go.
All right. Well, that's coming up this hour as well. Then too, let's get headlines here quickly with Alejandro Solana because we've got Lee Sterling coming up, sports handicapper.
In a statement yesterday, the MLB Players Association quote resoundingly rejected MLB owners' plans for further salary reduction.
Yeah, I mean, all right. I mean, you know, enough already.
They might as well let me and my wife argue about this one. We're just as effective.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be kidding me. It's so galling that they can't, that Major League Baseball, why is Major League Baseball always behind on everything? They just so silly. You know who needs to figure it out? Ron Washington. Yeah. There's one man that can figure this out, and it's Ron Washington.
I'll go with Agassi, but I understand what you're saying.
You're going with Agassi.
You're right, Solana. I'm on Ron's team.
Never know which side Crowder's going to be on. I mean, he spent hours and hours arguing against Andre Agassi and for or against what? I don't know what he was arguing. He also spent hours arguing about vegetarianism and eating meat, and then we remembered via Leroy Horde he's a pescatarian. I don't know. Crowder is completely inconsistent.
I had a window. In college you try stuff. I'm just in my college time. I'm trying stuff.
Unbelievable. All right. What else do you have in the headlines?
What did you watch? Like a documentary, and that's why you decided
to go pescatarian? That's exactly what happened.
His wife watched a documentary.
Exactly
that. What the food? What was it called? Something like that. What the food or whatever. And she wanted the whole family to go pescatarian. And then, right after Vegas, me and my son, we just broke the law. We had to go get us some damn beef.
What the health. It was what the health. That's what
the
it
health. Yeah. Oh, my wife, what the health turned her off. But then now.
Crowder's walking around Vegas. We're at a meat happy hour. Yeah. Me and Leroy Horde. I think Tobin was with us. We're getting ready to throw it down. And he's like, fellas, I'm a pescatarian. Is there a pescatarian menu?
But then I asked the lady, right? Y'all are getting these big-ass ribeyes, gigantic big sausage patties and all this. She brings a little 2-ounce piece of fish. I mean, listen, I'm pescatarian, but I'm still 260. I need some damn meat. Goodness gracious.
Oh, so infuriating. All right, what else in the headlines, Solana?
Big news. The Chinese Professional Baseball League will no longer limit fans nor require masks for spectators the remainder of their 2020 season.
Really?
Really.
Wow. That's a big change. Holy hell.
Yeah. In a video released last night.
That was all I had. Holy hell.
In a video. I mean, it's big news,
Solana,
though.
Why certain topics you expect us to talk more for some
there's
reason.
Certain, right. There's certain times where he thinks he's got the best jumping off point.
Just like him.
And then if nobody jumps, he just sits there.
I learned it from you, though. Sometimes let something sit, and
that's true.
You know,
you gotta let it marinate.
Yep.
I'm sure he didn't tell you, and I'm sure that's not how it ended.
Valley. Today was the first day coaches were allowed to enter their team facilities. According to Ian Rappaport, some coaches, by the way, in the NFL, did return, and others did not, as the NFL and the NFL Players Association discussed their plan for how training camp and the end of the virtual offseason will be.
All right.
In a video released last night, several NFL players asked the league to admit it was wrong to silence the peaceful protest. It was a 71-second video. It featured some big names, Patrick Mahomes, Odell Beckham Jr., Deshaun Watson, Saquon Barkley.
Yep, pretty cool.
That's going to be tough for Roger Goodell because he's paid and an employee of the owners. And we know guys like Jerry Jones were totally against the kneeling. So
That's what I'm saying.
I'm interested to see how this ends.
That's going to be something to navigate for that league, man. That is going to be something to navigate.
Finally, guys, it is National Veggie Burger Day. Today is also National Donut Day.
Yeah.
I can ride with this one.
I love a Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah.
Ooh, Krispy Kreme.
Gonna have a cronut tonight. Can't wait.
Cronut.
I know. I see certain lures I see a mile away. Other lures I swim up closer. Certain lures I see a mile away. Go ahead, give us weather.
Right now in South Florida, 84 degrees. Mostly cloudy across South Florida, especially in Miami right now, 79% humidity, 0.1 inches of precipitation right now. It's not raining, but it probably will, as there's just a 70% chance you won't see rain. Sunset tonight in Miami around 8:10 p.m. That is your weather.
All right. Important stuff, especially heading into the weekend here. If you are just overcome with bills and worry about paying your bills, because coronavirus, this has been a game changer for so many people. Finances and debt are a bigger worry than ever before. And if debt is taking over your life, you don't need to be judged. You need help. And it's why I talk about the Kaniuk Law Office every day. You know, whether it's your rent or your mortgage being due and you can't pay it, maybe it's bills piling up on your desk, but because of this pandemic, you don't have income, or you're making a lot less than you used to, and you start to get frustrated and frightened and fearful. The great news is there's help. It's the Kaniuk Law Office. You don't have to live with this overwhelming weight on your shoulders. Now, check out the Kaniuk Law Office online. COVIDDebtProblems.com is the website. COVIDDebtProblems.com. You could also call them and set up a free consultation, because bankruptcy might be your best option at this point, and there is no shame in that. And you can stop the harassment from creditors. As soon as you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, the court grants you automatic stay protection. This orders creditors to back off. They can't contact you directly anymore. Filing bankruptcy stops harassing phone calls and the other collection tactics that are so annoying and embarrassing. You can stop foreclosure. You can keep your house. You can keep your possessions. It starts with you calling the Kaniuk Law Office. Go to COVIDDebtProblems.com. That's the website, and you can learn a whole bunch right there. COVIDDebtProblems.com. Or call the Kaniuk Law Office, set up a free consultation, 561-292-2127. It's 561-292-2127. Ron Kaniuk has been practicing law for nearly 25 years. He's a friend of mine. He's very active in the South Florida community. He can help you navigate an economic crisis. You don't need to go it alone. So go to that website, COVIDDebtProblems.com, COVIDDebtProblems.com, or call them and set up a free consultation, 561-292-2127. Kaniuk Law Office, main office in Delray Beach, non-attorney spokesperson. Speaking of money, our friend Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, he was on with us last Friday, gave us a 50-unit play for UFC Fight Night, and he was right. And so we'll celebrate that and get some picks from him for UFC 250, which is tomorrow night. We'll talk a little sports gambling next on Hockman and Crowder.
I know every crack.
Little rhinestone cowboy for our friend Lee Sterling. We'll play it here for a second. It happened to be lucky last week, so we're going to try to replicate that. How often does a handicapper have a losing week overall, but we call it a lucky week? But I'll explain it here in a sec.
Have any song you want in my world.
That's right, because we only took one of his plays.
Yep.
Crank it up for a sec, Solana. Here comes Lee Sterling swaggering into the show. There he is. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So Lee Sterling, he's a professional sports handicapper. You could check out his website at ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. This is not a paid appearance. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking sports gambling with him. So last week when you came on, you gave us three picks for UFC Fight Night. Two of them were losers. One of them was a winner. But the one that was the winner was the one that you said was a 50-unit play, which is 50 times your normal play. Play it 50 times your normal wager. You said this was your biggest play in UFC history, and you could not have been more right. That fight was a laugher from the beginning. It was Chris Gutierrez last Saturday, and he just leg-kicked Morales out of the fight. It was unbelievable to watch.
Yeah, it was one of those where I just saw something and I thought the odds should have been, he should have been a 4-5-1 favorite, where you would have to lay 400 or 500 just to win 100. And when it was almost a pick 'em, I kept going through fight after fight thinking maybe I saw something wrong. And once in a while, maybe once every year or two, you get a gift. And I just think that the odds makers, you know, didn't research each fighter closely, and if you put in some work, sometimes you really can pay off big and find some fights like that. So we're going to pretend like Rhinestone Cowboy, where he's walking on that path. Well, that path is littered with gold after that fight.
Man, that was so much fun to watch. Rarely, because I don't even think Crowder knew the fight was starting at 6 o'clock last.
No. You told him that.
And that, right, and so I text Crowder, it's like 6:15 or whatever, you know, the money symbol or whatever. He's like, it's
and so
over
you have
already?
A little bit. I know you don't normally like, you know, MMA, but after that, you know, maybe it's piqued your interest a little, right?
Well, I'm not a huge MMA fan, you're correct, and I watched it with my son. Like, it was a Saturday night, 6 o'clock, so I'm like, hey, watch this fight, I've got money on it, and so we watched it. We enjoyed it. I was so surprised. I was telling Crowder on Monday or Tuesday when we were talking about it, you know, I didn't realize how ferocious these leg kicks were. And you've got, is it Boz Rutten that was doing the analysis on the fight? I can't remember, but
he was a former fighter.
He whoever the analyst was yep. saying, oh my goodness, this fight's over. You can't imagine what he's doing to his leg. And I'm like, wow, just leg kicks? And sure as bleep, man, it was over. Like, he destroyed a fighter just via his leg.
Well, here's what I feel. When you first started watching UFC, most of the fights were, it was almost all punching. And the best, the champions, there's a lot of champions, and most of the weight classes were strictly punchers, and they would kick some and grapple and had a couple submissions. I think it's one of the most, it may be the most underutilized facets of MMA. So I think as we go along 3 or 4 years from now, that was only the 10th time a UFC fight was stopped because of kicks. I think you're going to see it as a weapon more and more by the better fighters.
Cobra Kai was ahead of everybody else with sweep the leg.
He did sweep the leg during that fight a couple times.
That was an illegal sweep. Remember that?
Yeah.
You're talking about on Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Karate Kid, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was definitely the methodology was correct once you get it massaged out correctly. Lee Sterling, again, professional sports handicapper. You can check out his website, ParamountSports.com. Did you watch the videos? So yesterday we had Contessa Brewer from CNBC on the show. She covers gambling in Vegas for CNBC, and I was fascinated. Did you watch any of the videos of Las Vegas opening yesterday? And
no,
would you
I didn't.
Go by I don't know if you're a casino guy, if you're a Vegas guy.
I am. I go a couple times a year. Yeah.
Would you go? Do you feel safe enough to go to a casino now?
Not yet. I have a daughter. My oldest daughter has MS. So I would probably, if I went there, I'd have to quarantine for 14 days. So not until I think they have a vaccine will I go back to Vegas.
Right. And that has to do, I guess, with everything, right? Sporting events then, too?
Like, yeah, I'm not going to attend that. And maybe if, you know, they had at a treatment where they could take it down. I think they have a treatment now that will take it from 15 down to 11 days. If they could take the 3 to 4 days in, I think I'd feel safe enough to go to, like, a Heat game. But not until that time, because her immune system is weaker than most people. So, you know, I enjoy, you know, it's great now with offshore. I mean, California last week, it looks like legislation is going to go through in the next year in California, where they'll be coming on board by the fall of 2020 that'll allow legalized sports gambling. So they felt that California and Florida were neck and neck. So we might hear some news soon. A lot of states need to supplement that income that they lost because what's happened with the pandemic. But California seems to be in line, and Florida might be right behind them.
And Lee, do casinos, do sports book, does anybody adjust? Because billions were lost with no sports happening for the last 2 months. Does anybody move lines or try to manipulate anything to catch back up, if you can say it that way?
Okay, so there used to be a couple groups that really could influence lines, and what they would do was they would wager maybe a couple hundred thousand on one side of a game. And let's say the line was minus 2.5. Well, they really wanted the underdog. So what they would do is they would wager 200,000 or 300,000 on the favorite at 2.5, trying to get that line to go up to minus 3. And then they'd come back the other way and maybe wager $1 million, $1.5 million on the other side. So
isn't that kind of what we watched on that that Showtime documentary?
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So those individuals aren't moving lines, but there's a few groups out there that still do it. And when they do it, they can certainly influence lines, but it's not done as much anymore, and it's done via computers now. So what's happened is offshore has set the lines, and there's much more. There's probably 93-94% of the money coming in during football season offshore, even though all these states are opening up. So the offshore still have the highest influence, and it's still harder to move lines than it was 10 to 20 years ago.
Was that an old-school phone that I heard in the background?
No, that was actually online. Someone online is looking to have a conversation.
Oh, that sounded like I picture a real good sports handicapper like yourself with like an old-school phone and a cigar, you know. Yeah.
Long cord.
Yeah, corded phone.
That's how runners used to place their wagers. They used to call from pay phones just inside the sports book, usually between the sports book and wherever the deli was or the restaurant that was near there. So I don't mind going old school.
That's so funny. It brings up such a great memory for me. There's always that little deli right next to the sports book where you can grab a little sandwich on a paper plate. And every sports gambler's been to that deli.
Lee Sterling. Get the Dr. Brown's black cherry to go with it.
Yes,
also.
Exactly that. A little dill pickle on the side.
A small pickle spear.
Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. All right, give us some winners for UFC 250. That is tomorrow night in Vegas.
We still have, you have to factor in what's going on. This might be the last fight where the ring size is only 25 feet in diameter. So it's going to be, again, at the UFC Performance Institute in Las Vegas. And what we're seeing is a couple strange decisions. I mean, Ivanov, he was minus 115, and I had him not winning any rounds. One of the judges, he lost 29-28 to two judges. A third judge had it 30-27 Ivanov. There's been some really strange decisions that have gone on. We've lost a couple, but I think a couple things have influenced those decisions. And one of those is I think some of the judges are possibly hearing what's going on the telecast, hearing the announcers, and the announcers do their homework, and they want to push a lot of times the up-and-coming fighter. So that, and maybe also the corner men, if a corner is all excited the whole fight, saying, "Oh, you just hit your punch, keep going, great job," you know, maybe they think they're doing better than they actually are. So that's some things we don't normally see at a UFC event. Now, this event is UFC 250, Amanda Nunes against Felicia Spencer. The reason this UFC title fight is so important is Amanda Nunes, there have been others that have won two titles, but she's the only male or female that has been able to defend two titles at one time. So she goes back and forth. Who knows if she can keep it up, but you got to give her credit. I just can't wager $650 to win $100 on Amanda Nunes. Also another
fight.
Wow,
she's that big a favorite. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so we'll lay off that fight. We'll also lay off the fight that'll be right before the headliner, which is Aleman Sterling against Corey Sandhagen. And the Funk Master against Sam. I think this will be the most entertaining fight of the night, but each of these fighters does three things really well. Sandhagen is an expert kicker. He's 6'3", one of the best technical punchers I've seen, also flying knees. He throws are deadly. And Sterling has a lot of power, more power. He's quicker, and he's able to mix his kicks and go into his grappling. One of the toughest handicap fights I'd ever seen. Anyone telling you they got a real good line on this fight. I don't see it at all. Three fights I like. First one here is going to be Neil Magny. Neil Magny, great story. Started off and gets his BA in criminal justice, like a kid going to college from Southern Illinois. Also an Army vet, and he works in a trauma center for children. He's a minus 145 favorite, 6'2", 6'3", great length here, power, and once he gets on top of another fighter, it's over. He flattens him out. He'll usually win via submission or punches. We'll go with Neil Magny as the first selection.
So he's minus 145?
Second selection is going to be Cody Garbrandt. Cody Garbrandt was a champion. He was fighting at a fight center where he just had so many enemies, especially TJ Dillashaw. He lost both times. Him just didn't fight smart in his last three fights, but one of the best punchers and technical fighters you'll see, just loses his head. If he's able to fight patiently and he moved to a new training center, I think he's going to be able to revitalize his career. He's ranked number 9. He might be talent-wise the best fighter in the division. We'll go with Cody Garbrandt here, minus 145 also. And then our biggest fight here we're going to take is Ian Heinisch. Ian Heinisch is fighting Gerald Marchant. And Heinisch, one of the best stories I've seen out there. Here's a guy has overcome so much. His parents lose their house to bankruptcy when he's young. Then they get divorced. Starts hanging around with the wrong crowd. Moves out of the country. Gets arrested for selling drugs in the Canary Islands. Now, you want to visit the Canary Islands. You don't want to be stuck in jail there. He was in jail there for over 2 years. He comes back to the United States, and he had a hold on him. Ends up having to serve a year at Rikers Island. Able to overcome everything. He is improving so much here. Ian Heinisch here, minus 125. He also trains out of Thailand. Underrated fighter. I think he gets the win here over Gerald Marchant.
All right, so we're looking for UFC 250 tomorrow night. You like Neil Magny at minus 145, Cody Garbrandt minus 145, and Ian Heinisch minus 125, right?
Those are the three selections. Yep.
I can't wait.
And here I'm going to give you a bonus one. Let's go with four this week. Let's go with Alonzo Menifield. Alonzo Menifield. Now, he's minus 225 to win the fight. We're going to go with him here to stop the fight by the end of the fight, be a stoppage, TKO, or KO, or submission. I just think he's going to end it in a round or two against Devin the Brown Bear Clark. Clark is a journeyman. Menifield is a 9-0, all 9 by stoppage, 7 in the first round. He's an underrated fighter. It's only the second fight on the card of the 11 fights on this card. It's going to start early, but I'm going to take him to somehow stop this fight somehow in the first three rounds. I think he's going to do the job, and he's going to make the brown bear here go into an early hibernation. Let's take Alonzo Menifield as a pick'em to stop
the fight. I like the early fights. I don't have to sit through the entire card. Having the first fight on the card last week was a pleasure. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. He's on Twitter at Paramount Sports as well. Thank you, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys.
There you go, Lee Sterling. Feels good to talk a little gambling again.
Things
are getting there, and I hope he's right. I hope Florida follows California's lead and legalizes sports gambling. And, man, line up those endorsements for me right now. I've been waiting my entire life. Cash in on something.
that's your realm now. I'm letting you have all of them.
Line them up. All right, we're going to go into the archives in the next segment because today is a monumental day in this show's history, and you'll learn why in the next segment. Now, there is a reality that's new for all of us, which is the virus out there, and we all want to protect ourselves. Right? We got to live our lives, but we want to protect ourselves. So we're all in need of masks and hand sanitizer, not just for yourself, but for your family, and not just for your family, but for your business if you own a business. And it's why I want to direct you to ShieldMedDepot.com. ShieldMedDepot.com. It's your one-stop shopping site for COVID-19 protection. This is very important. They're a regional company, so your stuff gets shipped quickly. This way, you don't have to worry about going to a grocery store, a convenience store, hardware store. You walk in, hey, do you have any hand sanitizer? They always say no. You have any face masks? They always say no. Nobody seems to have them. Now you can get all the masks and hand sanitizer you need right there online, shieldmeddepot.com. They've got all different kinds of masks, including the KN95 masks. Those are the extremely protective masks. They've got hand sanitizers that are FDA quality gel products. They've got new products being added all the time. So this is a great thing for all of us right now, an easy way to get the stuff that we need to stay coronavirus free. So make sure you've got enough hand sanitizer and masks on hand for home or business. Go to shieldmeddepot.com, S-H-I-E-L-D, shieldmeddepot.com. And by the way, if you own a business and you want to have private labeling on the hand sanitizer at your place of business, you can have that done. They will label it specifically for your business. Just go to the website. You'll get all the details. shieldmeddepot.com. That website again, Shield, S-H-I-E-L-D, shieldmeddepot.com. All right, we're going to go into the archives on this monumental day next on Hockman and Crowder. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on this Friday. Somebody texted us. Forget about the simulcast. Can you take over 940, make it a trimulcast? I don't think we have any say what 940 does, but knock yourselves out, 940. Put us on as well. We'll help you out.
Would it be called a trimulcast?
Trimulcast. Why settle for a simulcast when we can go for a trimulcast?
That was clever.
I'm with that. All right, we like to go into the archives once a day. Sometimes it's a little bit of a segment. Sometimes it's a real brief clip. Today is the briefest of brief clips. The open for Into the Archives is going to be about 70 times longer than the actual archived moment we're going to play for you. So let's hear the big open for Into the Archives as we go back in time.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
Oh, what happened? I fell asleep. Are we on?
What we're gonna do right here is go back. Go back.
Back to
go back,
sleep?
Go back.
Back into time. All right, this is an idea from a texter earlier in the week. You know what today's date is, Crowder?
It is June 5th.
Today is June 5th. Reminds us of a time when Crowder was doing a commercial and was trying to say today's date.
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
February is Hockman and Crowder and Solana month. It's Solana Appreciation Month. February, May, June 5th will always be dedicated to Channing Crowder. Here he is again, trying to get you to join him at a location on a date that doesn't exist.
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
When would one go? Nobody knows.
And they were so surprised the attendance was low. Hey, Crowder, man, did you talk? Yeah, bro, I've been talking about y'all for months.
I told everyone to join me on May, June 5th. I don't know what happened.
You know, goodness. Our players mess up.
We have had that sound forever, and we can never forget to play it on May, June 5th.
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
Said it with some swag too.
Oh yeah, but I told you my motto: excitement, because overshadows everything. You just act excited, all the mess ups go away.
May, June 5th. All right. So, speaking of verbal mess ups, that one has lived on in infamy. Yesterday, I was trying to say that Jerry Brewer is going to join me and Crowder coming up after a break. This is the way it came out on the air. Hockman and Crowder. I don't know why. I mean, I've said Hockman and Crowder 50,000 times over the last however many years. And I don't know why it came out. Hockman and Crowder. Play that again. Jerry Brewer, he's next on Hockman and Crowder.
Was that a hopeful slip up?
I don't know what that was. So Solana has gone into the lab. He says he's got another banger. Let's hear it. Jerry Brewer, he's next on Hockman and Crowder. Next on Hockman and Crowder. Hockman, 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 Hockman and Crowder. 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 Crowder.
Crowder. Got the Crowder.
Got the Crowder. Well done, Solana. That is excellent. Another banger to add to your best of CD. That is great. One more time. Play that. I've got the Crowder. Jerry Brewer, he's next on Hockman and Crowder. Next on Hockman and Crowder. Hockman, 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 Hockman and Crowder. 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 So stupid. So stupid. All right. 4 o'clock hour is going to be something special because you are going to learn something about our associate producer, Dan Day, that I'm telling you, I was so shocked when I learned this yesterday. And then there's more to the story. And then Jay Figg's going to have a movie review in the 4 o'clock hour. This is going to be fun. So we'll take a quick break. And we'll come back with the 4 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder.
It's been a remarkable year for the graduating class of 2020. You have worked hard and earned your place in history. If you're a graduating senior 18 years
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.